Regulus, one of the NAC's six supercarriers, hadn't fared much better, having lost most of its regiment of space-borne infantry. For whatever reason, the lanky siege ship we destroyed in the Fomalhaut system by flying a water-laden freighter into it never deployed defensive minefields around the SRA colony moon before they set out for New Svalbard. They arrived in orbit, dumped their colony pods onto the surface, and went straight after the single Russian unit in orbit, the hapless cruiser whose futile run and subsequent destruction alerted us to the lanky presence in the system to begin with. Now the SRA moon is crawling with lanky settlers, but they have no overhead defenses and no seed ship in orbit to keep our ships away. We can finally fight them on somewhat even terms. With the air power and space-borne artillery, we're usually denied on lanky worlds. There are survivors all over the SRA colony. The lankies have been on the surface for less than 3 weeks, and while they've methodically wrecked the human infrastructure on the moon wherever they went, they didn't use the nerve gas pods they usually employ when scraping us off one of our colonies. There are protective shelters all over the place where people hold up, and their small garrison of SRA Marines has even been able to stage hit-and-run raids on the invaders. Our recon flights just prior to the assault made radio contact with dozens of scattered groups of SRA civilians and military personnel. So, the brass from both sides got together and decided to stage a raid. The SRA, short on Marines but with plenty of dropships, would supply most of the ships. The NAC, with many infantry troops but few dropships, would contribute most of the fighting men and women on the ground. Amazingly, everyone agreed. More amazingly, we were able to plan a combined arms operation across two blocks in just a week and a half, with no common standards in armament, equipment, or logistics. So now, 2 weeks after the refugee fleet showed up above New Svalbard, we are on the way to the SRA moon in the Fomalhaut system to rescue the surviving SRA settlers and garrison troops, kill as many of the lankies as we can, and get out before another seed ship pops up in the system. That's the battle plan, anyway. But after 5 years of operational clusterfucks and near misses, I know, for sure, that no plan ever survives first contact with the enemy. Chapter 1. Fomalhaut B.
You look like insect, Dimitri says from the jump seat across the aisle. Big, ugly, imperialist insect.
You people are experts on ugly, I reply, and look around. I'm in the cargo hold of a Russian Akula-class dropship, which is a place I never thought I'd find myself, at least not while fully armed and in battle rattle. The weirdness of the last few days has reached new, previously unexplored levels of weird. In the cargo compartment with me is a mixed platoon of SRA Marines and NAC spaceborne infantry, shoulder to shoulder, everyone armed to the teeth and ready for war. Just a month ago, all of us sharing such tight quarters with so many weapons would have resulted in a short, violent shootout and a lot of dead bodies. Now we all ride the battle taxi together, our strange new alliance glued together by sheer necessity. Our dropship designers don't spend much thought on making the wasps and dragonflies pretty, but it seems like the Russians go out of their way to avoid any design touch that might be thought of as aesthetically pleasing. Our dropships look like the utilitarian war machines they are. The Russian bird looks like a crude piece of heavy construction gear. I can't help but marvel at the efficiency of the design, however. Our jump seats have single-point swivel mounts with shock absorbers. Theirs are just strong, free-swinging webbing, just as shock-absorbent as ours and probably 20 times cheaper. And whatever their looks, I know that these Russian dropships can bring down a world of hurt on whoever's on the wrong end of their guns. How much longer to the drop zone? I ask Dimitri. He checks his display and shrugs.
18-19 minutes. You lean back. Take nap.
Then he puts the back of his helmet against the bulkhead behind him, his expression one of mild boredom.